Hello.
Hello, my name is Sasha. Return your call from customer support. May I have your zip code, please?
15057.
15057. Thank you. And your first and last name? I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Agosu Apedo.
Okay, let me see, because I could. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I was asking for your first and last name. I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Agosu Apedo. Agosu.
Okay, let me see if I can find your information for you. The number that you're calling from, would that be a good number that you left with us, which is the 412 number? Could I search your account with that? Because I'm not finding through your zip code, sir.
Yeah, that's my number. I don't know if you can find it, that number.
Okay, that's the only number. Okay, let me try it one more time because I'm not finding anything. Let's see. Nope, nothing is showing up. Let's try. How do you spell your first name?
A as in apple, G as in God, O as in order, S as in Samuel, S again as in Samuel, O as in order, and U as in United.
Thank you. Do you have that order ID that we can search by?
No, I don't have any order ID. I know I'm calling to cancel another, but
yes, do you have the order ID? Do you have the order ID on you to cancel it? Because I can't find you through your first name.
I don't know. Hold on, please. Let me check on a document.
Okay, take your time.
Hold on.
Do you remember what it was that you called to cancel?
The question again, please.
Do you remember what you called to cancel?
Do I remember what?
You said it was a watch?
No, it is a portable Bluetooth speaker.
Just let me know if you have the ID so I can see if I can find it for you. Did you speak with someone on today?
Yeah, I was speaking to Levy. But then, you know, she didn't really, you know, continue the conversation. She hung up.
Let me see if I can find this information. Let's see.
No, I don't have any number here.
Okay, provide me with that zip code again. Let me see if I can go do it by another way. What's that zip code again?
The zip code is 15057.
Okay, let me search it that way. Again, let me place you on a brief 2-minute hold, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes, sir. I do apologize about the hold. I'm still trying to find your information.
Hello?
Can you, yeah, I can't find your information under that zip code. Let's see.
Can you give the amount and the date?
Oh, let's see what else I can set. Let's see here. I can set the order ID. I tried your first name, couldn't find it. Do you have the shipping or the tracking number?
Any of those information?
You had the confirmation? Okay, let's see here. Let's see.
I can only give you the other amount and the date of the order.
Oh, no, it's not going to show that way. I can do it by tracking the order ID and also the first four and the last four of your card number.
Which card?
The card that you used to actually purchase the item.
Yeah. Okay, the last four digits?
Mm-hmm.
It's 4545.
4545, and also the first six.
Pardon?
The first six.
The first? I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
It's the first six numbers of your card number.
That's the... Do you want me to give you my full card number?
No, I don't want the full, just the first six, and it was the last four. It should be like three or four numbers left. No, I do not need those. I just need the first six.
If you mean the first six,
mm-hmm.
It's 431196.
Thank you.
Then
okay, now let me check it that way. That's all I need. You good. No, that's not coming up either. That's the card number that you use to purchase the items with and online?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's not coming up. I tried your first and last name. If you can look for that order ID number through your email and give us a call back, that would be fine if you would like.
I've not received any email. It was something I was doing online.
Mm-hmm.
Because they say I win something and I should choose in the item they provided. I chose that Bluetooth speaker. And in the process, they asked for payment, and the amount was $7.95.
Mm-hmm.
And I paid with my credit card.
Yes.
And I read, you know, something that, you know, that I paid for, I have no information about that, no tracking number, no information when, you know, they didn't even receive my address where to send me the item. So, I'm sure it's a scam, so that's why I'm coming back to cancel that order.
Okay, let me just keep trying. I'll try one more time because that card number is not going through. Let me try your address. What is your address?
Sorry, my address is 220 West Lincoln Avenue.
West Lincoln? Okay. Now, let me just keep it right there and let me see if I can find it that way. 220 West Lincoln. Okay. Well, let me type in.
McDonald PA apartment to McDonald PA.
Hold on. Let me try it this way. Come on, come on, come on. Nope, 220 West Lincoln. Let me type it this in. West Lincoln. What's the city? What's the city or state?
The city is McDonough, PA.
You said McDonough, who? I couldn't hear you, sir. You said who?
I said McDonald. McDonald.
PA.
Is it Arizona?
McDonald M. Like in Manda.
Uh-huh.
C-Z. Like in Daniel. Daniel. O N A L D.
Thank you.
McDonald.
Okay, that's not coming up either. So it's like I can't find any of your information. I see that you did speak with someone on today. Let me try it. Okay, let me try it this way. The last one. Lincoln. Because it's not coming through. I'm going to put in West. Okay, that's not coming through either. Try it this way. Nope, that's not coming through. Okay, so I didn't try everything, your telephone number. The only thing I have left would be your order ID or the tracking number. Your phone number is not working. Do you have a different telephone number? Do you have another number you can provide me?
No.
That was the only one? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the 412 number.
Those information you are asking me should come from the vendor. So, if you don't give me the information, how can I have it?
Let's see here. I'm just trying to search your account, sir. I mean, I can't say if you have it or not in your email. I can only go by what I have to help me search your account.
I got you, but I'm trying to explain to you the situation in which I am. You get me?
Yes, sir. Let's see here. Is this not? Let's see. Okay, sir, I do apologize, but I'm not finding any information at this moment to even try to get into your account to help you out. I know usually we send an email when anything is shipped or you called in or made the order online. You should have an email if you can check it.
If you send me an email, you can have that email in your system. You get me right?
Right, but I can't get into anything until actually you provide me with Lisa order ID number. I didn't try your card. I didn't try your first and last name, your address, everything. I cannot find your address. I mean, I could not find your account.
Unfortunately, the information you're asking me was not provided to me by the vendor. So I don't know where I can get that information from if the vendor didn't provide me those information.
And you haven't received an email as well? I mean, that's... How did you get the number online?
Which number?
How did you get this customer service number, sir?
It is through my bank.
It was through your bank. Okay. Well, I can't find any of your information at all, so I can't actually help you on this account at the moment.
Now, what do you advise me?
So if you can try to find the ID number, that would be fine. And I can try to enter, but at this moment, I cannot actually assist you with the account. I can't get in it. I can't find none of your information.
I don't have that information to ask you.
Yes, sir. Well, that's the only way that I can get in. As of right now, I cannot assist. I do apologize.
We can't even search by the purchase amount?
No, it's not going to allow me to search the amount because we have so many customers that pay the same amount. So it's not going to let me search the amount. It was everything that I asked you for that I actually searched it through.
Okay.
I'm sorry about that. And thanks for calling customer support.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.